up, everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka the Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. Got another great guest, a return guest, Mr. Ethan Teske. Is it Tesk or Teske?
Teske, yes.
Teske, okay. I want to make sure I say it right. You know, I have a funny name, so people always mispronounce it. So I want to make sure I'm pronouncing people's names correctly.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. And I'm excited to come back and talk food.
Yeah, man, food.
What's more fun to talk about than food?
Right. I keep saying, man, there's two things that I know I can do. I can eat and I can talk. Like, I don't know if I have any other talents, but those two things are definitely things that I can handle. So if you guys didn't see Ethan when he was on the first time, Ethan is a competitive eater, and not necessarily like a Joey Chestnut where he's going up against other competitors. But that does sometimes happen when you're participating with other people. But he travels around. Is it just the Midwest that you're traveling usually, sometimes the South a little bit?
Yeah, usually just the Midwest for work. The only time I really get out of the Midwest, I guess, is if I, you know, go on vacation somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So as he travels through the Midwest, he finds food challenges in the cities that he's going to or going through. And man, he's a beast. He's a beast. He puts down the food. Like, make sure you're following him on Instagram. You mostly post there, right? I know you have a YouTube
mostly
page.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So make sure you follow him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll include that in the show notes as always, but make sure to follow Ethan. And, you know, one of the things that gets me is he seems to always find the best donut like shops. Always. Is that like your favorite thing is donuts?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause all donut shops carry such different products. Like they have their staples that I generally like to check off the list when I go to them, like an Old Fashioned and an apple fritter. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah.
And it also worked out good too, because my wife's a huge donut fan too. So whenever her and I are traveling together, we do our research.
Nice. Nice. There was one place that we went to when we were up in Sioux Falls last year. It was like Flyboy. Flyboy, yeah. Flyboy Donuts. Yeah. So we got to get some donuts there, and it was really cool, all the planes around and everything.
Yeah.
So,
a couple locations around Sioux Falls, which is cool.
Yep. I did see that. Yeah. Cause we just went out there to eat. I mean, we went out there to go, like, I know you had commented on the keg or asked me if I did the food challenge, but we specifically went out there on vacation for the keg.
Very cool.
Yep. And then we just built the rest of the vacation around that. So, man, but last time you were on, I do remember you saying that breakfast food was one of your favorite things and doing the food challenges. So donuts, you know, that's a breakfasty food.
Right.
So
it makes sense. big fan of pancakes.
Yeah. Oh man. Pancakes, French toast. Yeah. 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 I'm with that.
All the terrible things, right?
Oh man. No, those are the great things. I don't get that stuff enough, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, yesterday, I went to Rotella's Italian Bakery out here, and, they have this, they keep it in their frozen section, and it's blueberry loaf.
Okay.
Brought it home, and my wife's like, I want to make some bread pudding.
Ooh.
And then she decided to use the blueberry bread loaf to make the pudding. So, yeah, that's what's in my kitchen right now.
That's awesome.
Man.
I'm a sucker for bread pudding. Yeah, I have a good recipe that I make.
Nice. Yeah, my wife that's been something that she has craved. I feel like a lot recently over the last couple of years. So she's made a few different variations of it, man.
Yeah.
So I'm not like a huge bread pudding fan, but it was good. It was good. I feel like I have to eat some after we get done doing this now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, after dinner.
And the cool thing about bread pudding is, there's so many endless varieties of it.
Yep.
believe it or not, we had some stale donuts and laying around, and my wife made donut bread pudding.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, man, you just repurpose it.
Right.
So,
side note, this is kind of random, but okay. I think I told you that I'm in the National Guard. I'm a cook in the Minnesota Army National Guard.
Man, I can't remember if we talked about that or not.
And the reason why I brought this up is because the bakery that you just mentioned, we get our bread through them because they sell it wholesale, which, yeah, you probably know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, yeah, I thought that was cool to throw in and let you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're great, man. 100 years.
Yeah.
They've celebrated just this year or late. I think it was this year that they've been celebrating 100 years.
Very cool. Yeah, I think we get their white Italian bread.
Dude, when you get their bread, when it's fresh, like, and I'm not talking going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
When you go to the bakery.
Like on site, yeah.
Oh, man, dude.
I can't even compare, yeah.
Yeah, I think we probably already ate half a loaf because we made sandwiches for dinner last night. Sure. And it's so soft and just, oh, man, you cannot beat it. And it smells so good when you walk in there.
Yum.
Yeah, the last time that I went, usually what they do is when you walk in with a kid, they'll ask the kid if they want a little roll you check out. Well, I didn't have any kids with me, and they I didn't even know. They didn't say anything. When I got my bag, I noticed that they put two rolls in the bag, and I was like, yes, yes. So, Ethan, like, you know, we had talked on the last podcast episode about you maybe returning after you hit a big milestone, and you actually did that late last year. What milestone did you hit?
So last October, I believe it was, I defeated my overall 300th food challenge win, which is just wild to get to 300 food challenge wins. And I actually ended up getting that win it was near Salt Lake City in Utah. And the cool part about it was a couple of years ago, I was at a brewery, just a little backstory. I was at a brewery in Minneapolis with my wife, and we were chatting to this couple that was sitting next to us. And I believe they had a layover for a flight, and they ended up being from Utah. So, you know, added him on Instagram, was following him, and he comments on my food challenges all the time, like, hey, this is awesome, this one looks good, and I'm like, man, just the way this is going to work out, when 300 will be in Utah, where the dude and his wife, where they both live.
Yeah.
So it was kind of neat because they were able to come and watch me do that, so...
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Have a little rooting section.
Yeah, and it was fun, too, because, you know, obviously my wife always cheers me on, but it's fun having other people in the crowd to cheer you on as well.
Yeah. So, and since you travel so much with that, do you, and with this one being your 300th win, do you make sure to reach out to them? Like, how much in advance do you contact the restaurants to let them know that you're coming to do the challenge?
So usually I would say anywhere from like a couple weeks to a month in advance, because some restaurants you can just show up and they offer the challenge whenever.
Yeah.
But there are some restaurants that need, you know, a couple days in advance or like a week or two in advance. It's just ultimately up to the management. So yeah, I always make sure to do my research, because I think there have been a couple times where I've showed up at restaurants and wanted to do a challenge and got turned away because they needed advance notice, which is fine. But yeah, just learned the hard way. So now I always call ahead.
Yeah, that's cool. How did that work out through COVID? Like, was it harder to get challenges?
So based on, I mean, obviously it probably depended on where people lived in the States, I guess. But based on my experience during COVID, a lot of the Minnesota restaurants were just doing strictly takeout, and then they reopened again, and then they closed again and reopened again. So to give you a short answer, it kind of depended on the period of COVID.
Right.
I still did food challenges during COVID. I think the first food challenge I did, like when the whole shutdown began, was actually Memorial Day. This is going back in time. Memorial Day weekend of, because it all started early 2020, right?
Yeah, like the end of 2019, yeah, early 2020.
Yeah. So Memorial Day 2020, my wife and I went out to the Black Hills, and at that time, all the restaurants were still open in South Dakota. So I actually, and it was nice out because it was summertime. So I did the food challenge outside.
Nice.
But yeah, there were some restaurants, I called them, and their response was, you know, because of COVID, we're not doing them, which I totally understood that, because I'm sure at that time, and even now, you know, not as many people were patronizing restaurants. So yeah, it's not like a restaurant wants to give away free food.
Right. Yeah. When they're struggling out.
Yeah. So yeah, it just depended on the restaurant and like what state I was in. So
that's cool.
That answered your question.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Totally did. Yeah. You know, and like we talked about before we went live, especially now, you've seen that over the last year or so that I've talked about restaurants closing, and it's just become a big thing where, I don't know, there's today Piccolo Pete's and Papillion and their food truck, and earlier this week it was Tired Texan Barbecue, which they've had a whole laundry list of issues.
Sure.
Not only have they had the same things that other restaurants have had, like COVID and staffing and higher prices, but they also had a fire in the place where, and it sucks because they had only had two smokers for a while.
Yeah.
And then they got really excited about getting a third smoker. So they were out there really trying to make it work, man. And it just, one thing after another, and it just took a toll. And you know, they said that they were happy with what they had accomplished during the time that they were able to be open and functioning.
Yeah.
But it was just time to kind of throw in the towel. And it's just like, for me, a guy who, I started my business because I saw other businesses closing, and I wanted to find a way to be able to help them stay open. If, you know, if it was like a thing of them not getting enough clients or customers, right, I wanted to be able to help. So when I see that stuff, man, it just, it's like, oh man, these people have worked so hard. It's not easy. It's not easy for these guys.
No.
So to put in all that time and effort and then end up having to, you know, shut down for circumstances that you could have never guessed were going to be happening. It sucks. So my thoughts, you know, on that are just, you know, we do what we can, and I try to support as much as I can when I can, but I know I can't support everyone all the time. Oh, so,
yeah.
It, you know, only so much you can do that we all can do.
Right.
But I'm glad that you said that you hadn't seen like a lot of it around your area. You know, that's definitely cool. So hopefully people are getting out and supporting as much as they can, even with the right prices going up.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the challenge, the fun stuff, not the sad stories of closures. So you have over 300 wins now because you've done some more challenges. Do you also keep track of the losses?
Yeah, I do. I have around like a dozen losses overall.
Yeah.
And I think like I'd have to go back and look, because there have been challenges I've lost before, and I've gone back and defeated them on a second try.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
But yeah, I think that some of the challenges that I've lost, I'm pretty sure some of them don't even exist anymore, or the restaurant isn't in operation anymore. So those will just be a permanent loss.
Oh, man.
Which is all right. Like, I can't win them all.
Right, right. But 300 is a lot, man. And you've been going for a while. So that's quite the accomplishment. And, you know, I just always like seeing the content that you post on Instagram. And as you said before, we connected through food, man. It's such food and music are things that have the power to bring people together like nothing else, man. And it's just great to see that. And I've made a lot of connections here, even in Omaha, through food. So it's cool, man. It's really cool. And now I'm getting to a point where people have been calling me a local celebrity and they recognize me out. I just had that happen at Rotella's.
Yeah, I always get a kick when I see your post about people ask for selfies and they'll ask, is that the Omaha fatty?
Yeah, yeah. And some people, they don't want to call me fatty. So like, yeah. I'm like, hey, no, it's okay. I made the name up. Like, it's totally fine. You can call me Omaha fatty. It's okay. But yeah, man. And you know what? I just offer it up now because I take pictures wherever I go anyway. So I'm like, hey, you want to get a selfie? And it's been something that people have, you know, kind of wanted. And it's still not all the way normal to me. People want to sit down and have a meal with me. Like, I just reached 5,000 Facebook likes.
Yeah, or followers. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a big but
it is, and you know, I never thought that it would grow that fast. You know, it's been a year, and I've gained 2,000 followers, and I like to thank my supporters and do giveaways when I can. So I was gonna do a giveaway, and. Sure. I asked people what should I do, and that was one of the things that was mentioned that I should do is a giveaway to where the winner can sit down and eat with me at a restaurant. And I'm like, people want that? Like, okay, yeah. I guess. I mean, got to give the people what they want. Right. But yeah, so it's still kind of strange to me. But you know what? I'm grateful for all the people who tell me that they love the stuff that I'm posting or the reviews or.
Right.
And even the lady, Ashley, the lady that I met yesterday, she had actually gone. This is what made it even crazier that Piccolo Pete's announced that today. I asked her, I said, well, what's your favorite like review or favorite place that you've tried that I mentioned? And she goes, oh, that place in downtown Papillion. And I was like, Piccolo Pete's? She's like, yeah. So we just talked about it yesterday. And then today, that's the news that comes out.
Right.
So I don't know, man. It's crazy, but you know, do you get that as well? I mean, you're all over. It's not like you're just doing a bunch of challenges in your city and state. You're traveling all over. Do you have a following aside from the couple in Utah?
I wouldn't. Not really. Like every now and then, I'll go to places and people recognize me, but not anything crazy, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, and you, though you're sitting down, we talked about this the last time as well. You're not a small guy. Cause I was like, how do you put away all this food? And you're like, I'm like six, what was it? 6'4", 6'3"?
6'3", yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. You're not a small guy. But so you're noticeable. You people probably are like, hey, that's Ethan.
Yeah, I definitely, that's kind of funny you mentioned that because when I first met like some competitive eaters in, you know, person to person, they, cause when you see somebody on a screen, you know, you don't really get the whole, you don't get the whole picture whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I remember a handful of times when I met different competitive eaters, they're like, whoa, I didn't know you were so tall.
Yeah. Hey man, it's gotta go somewhere when you know,
right.
When it gets into your body. So that's funny.
Exactly.
So what win are you at now? Was it 30?
I will check. I think I'm at 310.
310.
And 311 will hopefully be on Sunday.
Nice. And okay, where are you going on Sunday?
So my wife and I, along with two of our friends, are going to we're actually going to Des Moines this weekend.
Oh, nice.
And we are running their St. Patrick's Day half marathon.
All right.
Yeah. So I really wanted to do the challenge on Saturday following the marathon, because I thought, because this is my first half marathon that I'm running.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be cool to do a half marathon and then do a food challenge the exact same day.
Yeah.
So I reached out to the restaurant, because you have to give them a heads up, and they said that they're Saturday's their busiest day of the week, which makes sense. So I'm like, well, you know, obviously I still want to do the challenge, so I just asked them if I could come in Sunday and do it, and they're like, yeah, that's cool. So
nice.
But yeah, it's the restaurant, actually I think they specialize in their smash burger patties.
Okay.
So it's three double smash burger patty burgers,
mm-hmm.
and then like a big oversized chili dog, and I believe a pound of fries. And the thing about this challenge is you have to, in order to get it for free, you have to beat the
previous time,
current time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the challenge just debuted last fall, so it hasn't been around super long. And to my knowledge, only two people have defeated it. The first time was like 45 minutes. Second time was, I think the current record's like 27 minutes. So yeah, well, I'll go on and see what I can do. I don't really. So the thing about challenges that in order to get them for free, by beating the current time record, mm-hmm. there are some competitive eaters that will just go in there and completely demolish the record.
Yeah.
And to me, that kind of just kills the challenge, because no one's going to beat it unless it's like another competitive eater. And you're, you know, your typical local person who just, you know, can put away a lot of food, but not necessarily quickly. They're not going to go in there and beat it. So I just plan on going in there, beating it, and you know, taking, obviously beating the time, but maybe just taking a little bit of time off the clock, so it's hopefully still beatable for other people.
Yeah.
I want to keep the challenge alive.
Yeah, yeah, and keep it fun for people.
Yeah.
I that makes total sense now. I was gonna say, I recently watched one of the videos that Randy had posted.
Sure.
And he did that. He was. I think he had like one bite left, and he just talked for a little bit and said that he wasn't gonna, you know, just smash the challenge, because he, what you were saying, like he wanted to keep it going for people. So he did it within the time, but he didn't beat the time that was previously held. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I just think it's, I don't know, people have integrity when they do that, and they just don't, you know, do it for the glory and just completely blow the record out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're like, well, what are we going to do now with the challenge? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, oh man. And especially for a place that, you know, maybe they get a lot of challengers.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. And nobody else is going to go in and do it if they know the record's, you know, 2 minutes flat.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes sense, man. That's, you know, that's being very, you know, just thoughtful, I think. So, but yeah, that's pretty cool, man. So, well, anything else you want to cover? I know we talked about your 300th win. We've just talked about the next challenge, and I didn't even know you were doing it this Sunday. So this works out perfectly. Yeah. I think the podcast will probably air this Sunday. What time are you doing it?
I'm actually doing it. So Des Moines, like a 3-hour drive from me. So I kind of wanted to do it earliest, that way I could get on the road back home. So I'm doing it right when they open at 10.
Oh, okay. So the podcast won't be out then, but it'll be out later that day. So yeah, that's cool, man. Well, shoot, I've got no other questions for you, man. I'm glad that you, you know, came back on to talk about that 300th win and just to catch up with you, you know, outside of Instagram.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, get a little more, I guess, yeah, actually getting to talk to each other and like normal humans do instead of just like random.
Yeah, man. Especially since I missed you when you were in town and doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just kind of one of those last minute things. And one of these days we'll meet in person.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe you can beat me at a challenge that is going on.
There you go.
I don't know. Because, you know, I think that would make good content. People would like to see me try to take on some kind of challenge live like that. So we'll have to see what's around and maybe, you know, especially maybe since, you know, Facebook is encouraging me more to go live and stuff.
So
maybe I'll put on like a live event and do a food challenge or something. I don't know. Well, cool, man. Thank you for coming on again, Ethan. I don't want to take any more of your time. I know you're a busy guy, got things to do. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ethan on Instagram. That's where he's posted most of his content. I'll go ahead and put his link in the comment section of this podcast, as I always do. Any final words, Ethan?
Uh-oh. And yeah, hopefully get to do a, you know, always down for another podcast in the future. I think it's fun. And yeah, I'm excited to see what, you know, your new adventures are going to be and your Omaha Fatty, like we talked about, it's continuing to grow and it's just going to get bigger and bigger. So, and yeah, I'm hoping I can get to the Omaha area again soon. I, as I told you before, it's one of my favorite cities in the Midwest. So, and yeah. Ted and Wally's, shout out.
Oh man, yeah, Ted and Wally's. Love me some Ted and Wally's. Cool, well, maybe we'll have to meet at Ted and Wally's and get some ice cream. Cool, that all sounds right. Like a plan, man. Well, thanks. Thank you so much for being on again. And as we end every episode, ladies and gentlemen, smile, help someone else smile, laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks, Ethan.
Yeah.